Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to the Sicha Discourse on Likutei Sichos, Chelek Yud Beis, Parshas Tazria, Sicha Beis. In a work put out by Sichas in English, this Sicha is identified as one of the crown jewels, as one of those which expound on some of the most profound concepts in Chassidus. Now let me give you an overview. As you know, the ultimate reason for creation is like the Maamar Chazal, Nis'ave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Li Yisla Yisbarech, Dido B'tachtoim. Chassidus explains that when we talk about Lo Yisbarech, making a home for him, we are talking about him, Atzmus himself, for Atzmus himself. At the same time, Chassidus explains that this concept of Dira B'tachtoinim, a home in the lower realms, has to be made Al Yedeya Tachtoinim, has to be made through the lower realms itself, through the lowest levels themselves. And here we have the tension that this Sikh is going to address. The Tachtoinim, the lower realms, cannot reach and cannot affect Atzmus. They can't bring down Atzmus, make a home for Atzmus, draw down Atzmus. Yet, in order for the purpose of creation to be fulfilled, we say that we need to have these two concepts, the Dira Lo Yisbarech, the home for him himself, for Atzmus, B'tachtoinim, in the lower realms, and like Chassidus explains, Ayideya Tachtoinim, which is going to have to be accomplished through the lower realms. And this is the tension that our Sicha is going to resolve. How is it that the Tachtoinim, that the lower realms, can actually affect and can draw down Atzmus itself? The way we're going to do this is by examining a Maamar Chazal about the conception and birth of a baby boy. And this week's Parsha begins, Isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar. A woman, when she conceives and gives birth to a male. The Parsha continues with the halachas, shishav abris, the karbanis that she brings, the yimei toma, the yimei tahara. But this is the key of our sikha. We're going to examine these few words, Isha ki sazria, a woman who conceives, the Yolda Zachar. Now the Gemara in Masechta Nida, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, tells us that the word Tazria, to conceive, can also be meant, could be read and could be understood as Tazria, to give seed. Says the Gemara that Isha Ki Sazria, if the woman gives seed, if she is the first to give seed in the relationship between the husband and the wife, so v'yolda zachar, the offspring will be a male. And the Gemara tells us that if the husband, if the male gives seed first, then the offspring will be a female. But if the female gives seed first, the offspring will be a male. That's the Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. In Likutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe begins and he says, "Vehu Pela." This is a very surprising, it's Gemara, it's hard to understand. And he gives two explanations of why, when the woman gives seed first, will the offspring be a male. The first, he quotes the philosophers. These philosophers are brought by Rabbeinu Bechaya, and they explain that because the woman gives seed first, and the male seed comes after the female seed, so Eloah Govar, the higher seed, the one that is on top, is stronger and overpowers, dominates the lower seed, and therefore it shapes, it creates the offspring to be a male. And so through the woman giving seed first, she allows for the male dominion, which then creates a female, which then creates a male. The Alter Rebbe says, "V'hu dochuk." This explanation of the philosophers is a doichik. It's a push. It's a stretch in the Gemara. It doesn't seem what the Gemara is telling us. There's also a Maamar Chazal regarding Yaakov that it says that Yaakov Dina Bitoy, Dina was his daughter because it was the, like we said, the daughter, the female comes directly from the male. And Alter Rebbe says that it seems that the understanding of the Maamar Chazal is actually that from the female seed itself, the male is created. So we have two explanations of this Maamar Chazal. Why, when the female gives seed first, does it create a male? The first is that there is the ish dominates the isha. There is male dominion when the male seed comes second. And the second Maamar Chazal is that there are circumstances that under the correct circumstances, when isha mazras tchila, when the woman gives seed first, she can actually, from her seed, a male can be created. Now, of course, the physical reality, fact that from the isha mazras tchila, from her giving seed first, we have the male, is a reflection of the spiritual reality. And that's what that's our interest in the Sikha. Jewish people and the Eibusha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are considered an Ish and an Isha, a husband and a wife. And what we're saying here is that when Ish Mazras Tchila, when the male, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu initiates, gives seed to create offspring, to create an effect, the result will be a weaker and not as long-lasting, what's coined as Yoledes Nekeva, the offspring will be female offspring. However, if Isha Mazras Tchila, but if the Jewish people, the Isha, are going to first give off seed and are going to initiate in the relationship, so then Yoledes Zachar, then we will give birth to a male, the offspring will be a stronger and more long-lasting one. Now, what is the male offspring that we're talking about over here in Avodas Hashem, in Ruchnis Yonim? What is this that when we give up Isha Mazras Techila, Yoledes Zachar, there is a male offspring? What is the male offspring? So here again, we have two explanations. In Likutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe explains that only when there is first an Isarusa de Lesata, when the lower level awakens the higher level, which is the Isha Mazras Techila, the woman giving seed first. So only then do we arouse a revelation of the Pnimius, the inner aspect of the light of the Ein Sof, which in turn, when the Pnimius of the Ein Sof shines on us, that actually gives birth to a Zachar. It causes a powerful love, a male-like love of Mili Bashamayim. That the person says, who is for me? I have nothing else. There is nothing else that I desire. No other level, no sense of distraction, complete focus and complete dedication to the Eibishter himself, to Hashem himself. And this level of Mili Bashamayim is one that is the Zachar, is the male offspring that we're talking about. Yet, the Alter Rebbe continues, and he explains that this response, this Pnimius Ha'or that we bring about through our Mazras Tchila, through the Yoledes, through the Isha Mazras Tchila, through our giving off the seed first, through initiating the relationship, can only reach as high as created beings are able to reach. And thus, after a person completes the Avodah, in other words, the person completes the Sarus Lasata, gives it all he can, and then there's the birth, there's the effect of the Ahav of Mili Bashamayim. So then Al-Trabi says, there is a higher level of revelation, a Isarusa de la'ela, a awakening from above, which is beyond what we would have been able to reach, greater than the sun, than the Zohar that we gave birth to. And this comes after our Avoida is complete, after the Isarusa de la'sata brings about an Isarusa de la'ela, there's an even higher, a beyond, and a higher Isarusa de la'ela, an awakening from above, which is far beyond anything that we would have been able to reach in the first place. And the Alter Rebbe tells us that this is similar to Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, and Shavuos. As we know, Pesach came about just because the Eivishter himself interceded and came to Mitzrayim. It was a Isarusa de la'ela, an awakening from above, which wasn't caused by our effect. But then we began the counting of the Omer, which the counting of the Omer is the Isarusa de la'sata. It is our work. It is the Mazras Techila. We are giving the seed. We are initiating the relationship. And in turn, throughout the 49 days of the Omer, through our Avodah, we reveal that which we can, and we draw down a light which is responsive to our Avodah. Then we have Shavuos. And Shavuos is the 50th day, which is known as the Shaar HaChamishim, the 50th gate, one which we cannot reach on our own. But after our Avodah of 49 days, after our Avodah of counting the Omer, we then reach a level where we're gifted the 50th day, where a higher level of revelation comes down, one which is not responsive to our Avodah, but comes as a gift or on top of that which we brought down through our Avodah. In summary, in Likutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe says that there is a limit to that with which the Nivra, the created being, can achieve, and as high as they can reach. And there's the male offspring is what the Nivra, what the created being, what the Isha, what Knesset Yisrael can reach and achieve through their Avodah. They can bring about a male offspring, so to say, a Ahava of Mili Bashamayim. However, the higher level, the Shaar HaChamishim, Matan Torah, which is the light of Mashiach, that's one that we cannot reach, and it's one that is a gift to us from above. The Eir HaChayim, on our Pasuk, he actually explains precisely that Moshiach is the male offspring. Eir HaChayim explains that this Maimar Chazal, this concept of the male giving seed first, creates a weaker effect, is a reference to when the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim came about simply or only because of the Isarusa de la'ela, because of the initiation of Hashem himself. And therefore, ultimately, it didn't last. Ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. However, when Isha Mazras Techila, when the female, when the Jewish people are the one who initiate through all our Torah mitzvahs, all the Avodah that we're doing in Golos, we bring about Mashiach, Yeled HaZachar, we will reach the great effect, we will reach Mashiach himself. So the Eir HaChayim says that the male is Mashiach himself. So here we have two understandings about two ideas. Number one, how is the male created? The philosophers say it's the female gives the opportunity for male dominion, but it comes about through the dominance of the male, which creates a male. And the Alter Rebbe says that the female seed itself is what generates the male. Number two is, what is the male we're talking about? Alter Rebbe Likutei Torah says the male is the responsive light, is the highest level that we can reach, the Av of Mili Bashamai. And the female, I'm sorry, and the Ohr HaChaim says that the male is the level of Moshiach itself. Now, the Rebbe tells us that these two understandings of the two ideas are actually in sync with each other. When the male is produced because of the dominance of the male, in other words, when the female, when the initiator, when Bnei Yisrael are only, they're the cause, or they allow for male dominance, for the Elyon to have an effect on them. So the outcome will be a avoda or a gift or a zachar, which is in line and responsive to our avoda. And like the Alter Rebbe says, we will reach the ultimate level that the Nivra, that the created being can reach, and that is the male offspring. However, when we reach the deeper level where the female itself is creating the male from the female seed, the male will come from our avoda, from what Knesset Yisrael does. We actually bring about the male, not just because of the dominance of the of the pnimius Ur, but we actually bring about the male itself. That male offspring is Moshiach. This is the outline of our understanding of the Maamar Chazal. But now, the Rebbe says that the Seder, the order of our Avoda, is that first the Knesset Yisrael, the Isha, the Jewish people, create the responsive light, which is the Av of Mili Bashamayim, the highest level that we can reach. And then we will be gift, or then we will reach a higher level when Knesset Yisrael will actually be able to create the male, and we will bring about the Oyer, the light of Moshiach itself. So there's a order to this process that's expressed in these different understandings of this Maamar Chazal. But to understand this idea, the Rebbe tells us that we have to go back to the beginning, go back to the basics. Let's start from the beginning. Why is Avoda important in general? In other words, or why is it that through what we could accomplish is of great significance and of greater significance than the light that shines on its own? Only through our avoda, only through us doing and accomplishing, is the Dira B'Tachtonim complete. Why is that so? Because as we said, the Nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter desire, a Dira to reside B'Tachtonim in the lowest realms, in the creation itself, in the created beings. Now the only way that the Eibishter could reside, or when we talk about him residing in the Tachtonim, in the created beings, it means that the created beings themselves, as they are in their own context, as they are created beings, are worthy or are become a dwelling for him himself. The created being needs to be a dwelling. The Dira has to be B'Tachtonim. The home has to be in the lowest realm, within the created beings. Therefore, the home needs to be created through the Neshamas Yisrael as they are enclosed in bodies, as they are created beings. For only then, when the created being is involved in creating the home, does it become a home. Understand, if the home would be created by a light from above, by an effect from above, then as it's a created being, as it exists on its own, it wouldn't be a home for Hashem. Because there's a light shining on it, or a light that's shown on it, that's transformed. Now it's a light for Hashem. But what about as it's just a tachtoin, as it's just a created being in its own state? It wouldn't have been a home for Hashem unless the tachtoin itself, unless in its state, it creates a home for the divine, as it is in its own state. So that's the what avoida is, the idea of engaging the tachtoin, is that the tachtoin, the created being itself, needs to make itself a home for the divine. Now, as we said earlier, who is this home for? This home is Adira Lo Yisparech, a home for him. The him, we said, is Atzmus itself, the essence of Hashem, the deepest of the deep, the essence of essence. We can't give any names to it. Essence, Atzmus himself. We're creating a home for. So, what we're saying is that the created being, as it's a created being, needs to affect and needs to create a home and draw down and affect the Atzmus itself. But wait a second. Didn't we say that our Avoda cannot reach Atzmus? Our Avoda can only reach as high as the Avoda of the Nivroim can. And that, like the Alter Rebbe said, that there is a gift that comes at the end of our Avoda. So, here the Rebbe tells us that within the power that we have to create a home for Hashem lies a power of Atzmus, because that home can only be created with the power of Atzmus that we have within us. Let me explain. According to the Tanya, our world is one which is a keli. That means, what is it? It is a vessel. It is a place which is mole klipas v'sitracha. By definition, this world is one which is full of klipas, full of concealment of the divine. That's what it is by definition. It's a place of concealment of divine. And when we talk about bringing, making the world a home for Hashem, and bringing the light of the Evesha into this world, what we're saying is that we're not just revealing within the world. There is deeper, if we dig deep, there's the light of the Evesha, there's the Ein Sof. Because within the world, the world, by definition, is a place that covers the Ein Sof. So how can we bring the Ein Sof into this world? How can we reveal the light within this world, make this world a home for Hashem? That requires a hischachus. It requires the ability to make something new, not just to reveal the depth of this world, but to actually make something new. To take the world that was and make it a new reality. And that new reality is not a place which covers the divine light, but it's actually a place that's a home for the divine light. A new reality. A koyach eschach. And as we know, the only power to make something new is the power of Atzmus itself. Because everything else, it's explained in Chassidus many places, everything else is caused by something which came before it. And therefore, it can only cause things to change in a sense of causation. It can't create. But Atmos itself, which is, has nothing, which was its cause, can therefore create things without cause, can create new things. So the new, the power to create something new, is a power that exists solely in Atmos. So how does a Yid have the power to create a new world? To create a world which is a home for the divine? That power is because Yisrael v'kutcha b'richu kul echad, since Yidin and the Eibishter are one, within the neshama of a Yid, there is the power to create, there is the power, or there lies Atmos, because we are one with the Eibishter himself. And that Atmos power empowers us to create a new reality, a home for Hashem in a world that otherwise was a place, Mali Klip and Sitrach, was simply full of Klip and Sitrach. So now that we understand that our Avoida is at, and that which we are able to achieve, changing this world, making a new reality, is actually a effect or a realization of the power of Atmos which exists within our soul. So now we can understand the sequence or how our Aveda works. What happens is that first we accomplish our Aveda through the Sarusa de la Sata, through first we initiate, we do our Aveda to the best of our ability. When we complete our Aveda, through our Aveda, we bring about a divine light which is responsive to our Aveda, the highest divine light that the Nivra, that the created being, is able to reach. After we bring about the highest divine light that we can, that the highest place that the Nivra can reach, that the created being can reach, then the pnimius, then the innermost part of our Avoida. What really was our Avoida? How did our Avoida really become accomplished? What really gave us the power to do what we're doing? The power of Atmos in the Neshama. So then, the Koyach HaAtzmus comes about and is revealed, and the Atzmus itself can begin to shine. So it's a process. There is the power of Atzmus. I'm sorry. There is the responsive light which comes about. And through the responsive light, which is the highest level that the Nivra can reach, once we peak, so to say, the pnimius of the Avoda, the truth, the innermost aspect of the Avoda is revealed. That innermost aspect is that the Avoda is is done b'koyach Atmos. It's accomplished only because we have Atmos in our souls. And therefore, we're able to make this change. We're able to accomplish the Avoda. That is how, and through that, through revealing the power of Atmos in the souls, the Atmos itself becomes revealed. So now we can understand, going back to our Maimar Chazal, the two types of males that exist through our Avodah Hashem. In other words, at the beginning of our Avodah, so the female, the Isha, causes the Ish to respond, is Mazras Techila through the Avoida, brings about a light, a greater light, the Pnimiya Sa'ar, and there is a Zohar, there is a birth of a male, that male is the male which is as great as the level that the Nivra, that the Creator Being can reach. Then we have the higher level. Then it becomes apparent how the truth is that Isha Masas Tchila, that the female who gives the seed is really the power of Atzmus itself. That female, from the female, in the female, in the Bnei Yisrael, we see how they are really have within their souls the Koyach Atzmus. And therefore, you led the Sachar. Therefore, they are able to give off and to give birth to the offspring of the ultimate male, the Moshiach male, the power of Atzmus itself in this world. And this is the connection between the Parshas Tazria and the Sfira Soimer. Because what is Parshas, like we said, Sfira Soimer, is the idea that first, we count the 49 days, elevating ourselves to the highest level that we can. Then we reach Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Then we reach the 50th level, Matan Torah, which is greater than we were able to reach. It's given to us on top of our Avodah. It comes on top of our Avodah. But the Alter Rebbe says that Tisperu Chamishim Yom, that it is credited as if you counted also the 50th. As if you yourself brought about the 50th portal, the 50th level. In other words, if you yourself brought about Mantra. Because through reaching and peaking at our highest level of Aveda, we can reach the highest level of divine or the highest level of the divine. Similar to the Isha Ki Sazria, the woman who gives birth, that at first gives birth to a male which is responsive to the Avodah, but then becomes revealed how in truth she has the power, Knesset Yisrael has the power to actually affect Atzmus, because all of their Avodah is done with the Koyach Atzmus, and they're able to bring about the ultimate male, the coming of Mashiach. So the takeaway is, how do we affect the light that we cannot reach? When we do all we can, we realize that the power to do all we can comes from the Koyach Atzmus, from the Koyach of Him Himself, which exists within our souls. And then that becomes revealed, and we actually have Atzmus itself.